All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with some more Mia. So let's get started. So, what do you think? It's actually not as bad as I was expecting. What? What kind of thing is that to say, Laura? Oh, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that Grim told me not to get my hopes up. Did he now?
With Grace shooting a displeased look your way, you quickly do the same to Laura.
Really? Did you have to say that? Sorry. There's nothing wrong with this place at all. Got it? Sure, it doesn't have the trendiest decor around, but it does have a lot of character.
Glancing over to the stripper pole in the middle of the dance floor, Laura scratches her head in confusion.
I'll say, what the heck is that thing doing in here? Before Grace bought it, this place used to be a strip club. How classy. I'm well aware it's not a great look, okay? Why don't you just get it removed? If it was that easy, don't you think I already would? When it comes to you, I'm not so sure. What is that supposed to mean? Nothing. It sure as hell didn't sound like nothing. If you're about to get into an argument, can you maybe not? I haven't asked for anything for my birthday, so at least give me that much. You're right. I'm sorry, Mia. Yeah, me too. Good. Now let's get to work, shall we? Good idea. Got a feeling we'll be having a lot of customers today. Because of last night's show? Of course, don't you think so? I mean, after that Halloween party, we got a bunch of new people coming in. And last night was way bigger than that. Speaking of, did you hear back from Henry Grace? Not yet, but he did say it'll be sometime today. Wish he'd just pulled a band-aid off already. The anticipation really is the worst part. No, the worst part would not be getting the contract. There's no point dwelling on that chance. Not like it'll do us any good, right? Wish it was that easy.
Putting an arm around Grace's shoulders, Laura squeezes her tightly.
Whatever happens, we'll find a way to get through it, okay? We? Well, yeah, I'm here too, aren't I? So, moral support ain't gonna save my business, Laura. Even if you don't get the contract, business has been going better lately. Don't you think that'll be enough to sustain you? Maybe, but how long will that last? A few months? What I really need is a sure thing. Getting a foot in with Henry is the best way for that to happen. Especially after what happened last night. Why do you say it like that? Didn't we put on a great show?
Grace quickly pivots the conversation elsewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, let's get to it. If Sadie's right, we might have a pretty big influx of customers today. So, what do you want me to do? Not really sure. Oh, good. Then why don't I go and help Mia out? Maybe be your assistant for the day. Thanks, but I really don't need any. Nonsense. It's your birthday and you should be taking it easy. Not to mention, I'd love to know how some of these fancy cocktails are made. Alright.
Clapping her hands together, Grace hollers out.
Okay, everyone to their stations. Chop chop.
As Grace and Sadie split off to their own tasks, you focus in on Mia and Laura behind the bar. Laura, who was trying her absolute best to bond, and Mia, who clearly wanted no part in it.
Just looking at those two interact is making me nervous. Like a ticking time bomb, it could explode at any second.
Far from comfortable, you attempt brushing it aside and distracting yourself with work. The thing is, there isn't really all that much work to get distracted with. An hour later.
How much vodka goes into that drink again? Doesn't matter. You don't need to know how much. I want to learn how to do it, so when I get home, I can make it myself. We both know you won't do that. I might. You know, it'll be easier to just tell her, Mia. At least she'll stop nagging you about it, right? I'm not nagging. Just interested in the kind of work she does. It's hardly rocket science, Mother. Really? Because I've seen your attempts at making some of this stuff, and apparently it is. I just wanted you to think that. Trying to be nice, you know? I'm sure that's the reason.
Coming out of the hallway, Grace zones right in on you.
What, you just here to chat, Grim? You've been sitting on that stool for the last half hour. I'm supervising, yeah. Supervising? How about doing something useful like picking up a broom? Hey, I don't even really work here. The real question is, where's Vivian? She texted me earlier to say she's feeling a little under the weather. Typical. Although she did promise to come by around afternoon once things pick up around here, hopefully.
Just then, your phone starts ringing. Taking it out, you look to see who's calling.
Oh, it's Cindy. Who is it? I should probably take this.
Hopping off the stool, you make your way for the hallway to get some privacy.
Grim, who's on the phone? Hey, what's up? Not a lot, just lying around. Everything okay? Cindy? I'm here. No, not really. Right, of course you're not. That was a dumb question. No, it's okay. Honestly, still didn't really process it all. I'm actually not sure how I feel right now. Well, I'm always here to talk if you need it. Thanks, I really appreciate that. No problem. I'm actually calling because I need you to do something for me. Sure, what is it? Please tell Grace to stop blowing up my phone. I already texted her once to leave me alone, but she isn't getting the hint. She's been trying to reach out to you? Yeah, all morning, actually. I'm guessing you don't want to talk to her? Maybe you should... No, I don't want anything to do with her, ever. Come on, Cindy. She knows what she did is wrong. Also, it was such a long time ago. Is that supposed to make it okay? She ruined my family, Grim. I don't care how long ago it was, I'll never forgive her for it. You say that now, but give it some time. I'm sure you'll eventually come around. Aren't you shocked by it too? I know how all of you feel about my dad, so to find out she used to screw is... Isn't it sickening to you? Well, if I'm gonna be honest with you, Cindy, I already knew. What? Yeah, Grace told me a while ago. And you never thought to tell me? Didn't think it was my place. I deserve to know the truth. Who cares if it's your place? You should have told me. I thought we were friends and I can count on you.
As Cindy continues raging, the door opens. And Grace sheepishly comes through.
You can count on me. Clearly I can't. Cindy's on the other end, isn't she? Here, give me the phone, Grim. Please, Cindy, just take a breath and calm down. Now's not a good time, Grace. She's really upset. How long have you known? Does that really matter? Days? Weeks? Don't know exactly, but yeah, something like that. For weeks? I can't fucking believe this. Look, I understand that you're feeling highly emotional right now, but... Are you serious? You're trying to turn this on me now? No, of course not. You know what, Grim? Go to hell.
As Cindy hangs up, Grace stares at you, confused.
Shit. What happened? I could even hear her yelling through the phone. She's pissed at me, that's what happened. Over what? I know what I did to her, but what's her beef with you? Well, kind of told her that I already knew about you and Sebastian. Seriously? What on earth would possess you to tell her that? Don't know. For some reason, I just felt compelled to. That's big of you, but incredibly stupid, especially considering the state she's in right now. All right, maybe we should go back.
And Grim,
I just wanted to see what... Yeah, totally. I'm not condoning what she did at all. Kind of sounds like you are. I might sound that way, but I only want what's best for you. Well, I do know what's best for me. It's being as far away from Grace as possible. How about Sebastian? You feel the same way towards him? Obviously. You're saying you're done with him too? Because I have a feeling that won't be nearly as easy to accomplish. He's my dad. Of course it's more complicated than that.
As Cindy continues bearing her feelings, the door opens. And Grace sheepishly comes through.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Cindy's on the other end, isn't she? Here, give me the phone, Grim. Can you hold that thought for just a second? What are you doing? I want to talk to her. If I put you on the phone, she'll just hang up. What? Never gonna talk to me again, is that it? She did say something along those lines, yes. Fucking hell. Hey, I'm back. Was that Grace I just heard? Tell her to leave me alone. Pretty much did. Good. By the way, how's Isla doing? Good. Better than me, I think. Isla? Asked if she's pissed at me, too. Grace wants to know if Isla's also angry at her. I don't think she's angry at anyone except my dad. Oh, that's good to know. Not that I really care either way. As far as I'm concerned, all of you should be pissed at Grace. Maybe, but if it's any consolation, it certainly ain't a party over here. No offense, but it kinda is, actually. None taken. Anyway, I'll let you go. Knowing Grace is probably listening in over your shoulder is kinda getting to me. Alright, I'll talk to you soon. Sure, later, Grim.
Ending the call, you feel Grace's eyes burning a hole right through your skull.
Well, what's she saying? Well, on the upside, I don't think Isla's upset at you. On the downside, Cindy can barely stand even talking to me while you're nearby. Did you try and talk some sense into her? Could you convince her that I'm really sorry and I want to make it up to her any way she wants? Don't think she's ready to even hear it, Grace. You'll just have to be patient and give her some time.
Once again, the door opens and Mia comes out.
What are you doing back here? Isn't it obvious? Wanted to get a first-row seat to the drama. It's not funny, Mia. Not one bit. Sorry. That was a little cunty of me, huh? Just a smidge. In any case, you're out of luck. There's no drama here. Wasn't that Cindy on the phone? It was, but the conversation was brief. How's she doing? Well, she's not exactly... I'll tell you how. She wants absolutely nothing to do with me.
Filled with frustration, Grace storms off towards the exit.
Whatever. Let's just go back to work. Okay, we'll be out in a minute. Sure, take as much time as you need. It is her birthday, after all.
With a downcast expression, Grace says no more and leaves.
Considering the circumstances, not sure if I should, but I really feel terrible for her. Yeah, me too. Cindy's really that pissed off, huh? Yeah. Honestly, not sure if she'll ever be able to get past it. I know the feeling. Not exactly warming up to Mother, are you? It's that obvious? Painfully so. To think I've actually been holding back on my disdain towards her. It's kind of worrying to hear. Tell me about it. This might be a stupid thought, but what if what? What if you tell her why you're upset? Like, the real reason. What? You can't be serious. I know it sounds crazy, but perhaps it's the only way to truly get closure? You were able to get it with me because we dealt with it head on, but with her? Just burying it deep down doesn't seem like it'll be the answer. Sorry, but that's a terrible idea, Grim. Why? Because that's absolutely not a conversation I want to have with her. Plus, you'll have to do it too. Yeah, but I'm okay with that. Well, I'm not. I mean, can you imagine how weird things will be between us after? Things already are weird between you. At least this way she'll understand why. Right now, she's got no clue what your problem is. Aw, poor her. Hey, I'm just throwing the idea out there. I appreciate it, but doubt I'm ready for that discussion. Don't even know if I ever will be. I get it, okay? I just know that if you ever do, I'm okay with it. Yeah, thanks.
Suddenly, you hear a click of the door handle.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Sade? There's a person here to see you. Who? Both of you? Said his name's Pete. Oh, yeah, we know Pete. Come on, let's go. Sure.
Following less enthusiastically behind Mia, the two of you go to meet him.
Hey, Pete. Mia, I was hoping I'd get to see you here. You too, Grim. What's up? Oh, nothing much. Just thought I'd pop by and see how last night went. Good, I think.
As Mia sits down with Pete, you follow her lead and do the same.
That's great. Unfortunately, wasn't able to make it, but I was really rooting for you. Thanks, Pete. That's really kind of you. My pleasure. While you're being so complimentary, don't forget to wish her a happy birthday, too. Grim! Wait, today's your birthday? Sure is. Oh my god, happy birthday. Thanks. As you can clearly tell, she's extremely excited about it. Anything special planned? Nah. Just hoping to have a calm, relaxing day. Oh, come on, you gotta do something. What do you say, Grim? How about taking me out somewhere nice? Maybe like a fancy restaurant or something. At fancy restaurant? Why not? You say it like there's something weird about it. Like I said, I just want to chill out today, honestly. If you say so. Also, if anyone's going to take me to a fancy restaurant, it'll be my boyfriend, not Grim. Oh, that's right, I almost forgot. What was his name again? Oliver. Right, now I remember. You mentioned something about him being a musician, right? Yeah, he's currently on tour. So, I assume you're not going to see him for your birthday? No, not this year. Still, we had a nice long talk this morning, so it's all good. Suppose that's nice. Although, forgive me for saying this, but if I had a girlfriend like you, I'd definitely spend your birthday with you in person. Well, sometimes it just doesn't work out, you know? I suppose.
As an awkward tension suddenly begins mounting, Pete sets his eyes on Sadie, who's talking with the other two by the bar.
By the way, I heard what happened with your girl, Grim. Must have been terrifying, right? You heard about that? How? I know a few people who went to the show. They told me all about it. Oh, yeah, it was pretty crazy, pretty scary. That's an understatement. I mean, if she stayed in that spot for just a second longer, it could have really been horrific. Well, that didn't happen, luckily. No reason to dwell on it, right? Oh, for sure. Dwelling on that won't do us any good. Let's just move on and look ahead to the future. Exactly.
As you attempt coming up with a lighter topic of conversation to switch over, your phone buzzes.
Yep, gonna... Oh, and what was on Batman last night? And then the phone rings. Well, you're certainly popular today. Yeah, it certainly looks... Certainly love. It does not certainly look anyway. Yeah, it sure looks that way. Who the hell is messaging me now? I usually just hit spam. I don't like that. It's Sebastian, meet me in the alley, we need to talk. Nope. He's getting done right there. That's it. Kapoom! Game over. You died. Try again. Sebastian, how do you even get my number? Everything okay? Huh? Everything good? You look a little worried. Yeah, everything's fine. Famous last words.
Slipping your phone back into your pocket, you stand up.
I need to go out for a minute and never come back. I'll see you guys in the obituaries. Oh, come on, see? Look, you... I need to meet you in the alley. I'm gonna take a rain check on that alley, mate. Sure. We'll be right there. Here, waiting for you. He never returned.
You leave the table and head outside. Naturally, confusion and concern creep in.
You don't even have a gun. Never go into a fucking alley without a gun. The fuck does he want? And why do I have a bad feeling about it?
With mounting nerves, you walk over to the alley. And as you turn the corner...
Oh, well, that's not really an alley.
You see him, standing, arms folded and looking as cool as a cucumber.
Howdy. Have a good night's sleep. What do you want, Sebastian? Just like I said, to talk. Spit it out, then. Don't have much time to waste on you. Damn, it's not a very nice thing to say. Especially to someone who has your entire life dangling in their very hands. What's that supposed to mean? We'll get to that in a second. First, I'll ask this nicely once again, understood?
Stepping up, Sebastian glares fiercely into your eyes.
You're never gonna talk to Cindy or Isla again. If you have their numbers, delete them. If they call you, block them. If you by any chance run into them on the street, ignore them. From this point on, there will be absolutely zero contact between you and them. Got it? That was you asking nicely? Sounded more like a demand. I'm as nice as I'm willing to be. And you're right, it is a demand. I don't take well to demands, Sebastian. Oh, but you will this one. I'm certain of it. Why?
Without responding, he simply smiles at you with confidence.
For whatever reason, they like you. Whether you fuck them or you're just good friends, it's of no relevance to me now. How big of you? I spoke to Isla this morning, you know. She's furious with me. Incensed, even. However, I believe it'll be worth it if it drives them away from you lot. Hasn't it? Cindy seems to be done with Grace. And I'm happy about that, but as it turns out, Isla is a different story. And in fact, I may have even made things worse. The hell are you talking about? She wants to stick it to me, Grim. She says she won't let me control her life anymore. That she'll make friends with whoever she pleases and do whatever she likes. Wow. How dare her, right? Indeed. She's my wife. I won't have her or anyone else make a fool of me. So how do you plan on doing that? Excellent question. You see, I thought a lot about it. And after much deliberation, I came up with two options, all right? I can hardly wait to hear them. The first option is maybe a little old-fashioned, a little archaic by today's standards, and that is to put my hands on her and smack her around a bit.
Shocked by what Sebastian just said, your mouth falls open.
Your mouth. What? Now, I'm not saying I'd take any pleasure in doing something so barbaric, but it'd probably be enough to keep her in line. You're insane. I can be. Listen closely, if I see so much as a hair of... Yeah, you'll beat the crap out of me, right? Oh, you'd better believe I'll do much more than that. And I do. Plus, there's a possibility of the cops getting involved. Exactly. Just do yourself a favor and forget that option, okay? Suppose that would be for the best. Which is actually perfectly fine by me, you know. Because the second option... Well, let's just say it's hard to beat. What are you doing? I don't have time for... Shh. You're gonna want to hear this.
Holding it up to you, something starts playing on the screen.
It's just been stressful, you know? Does she suspect anything? Sadie, I mean. What the fuck? This is... No, it can't be. Can it? No, I don't think so. At least not that I noticed. Don't underestimate how perceptive women can be, Grim. You may not realize it, but there could be some sexual tension between you and Mia that she's picking up on it. It is. It's a recording of a therapy session I had with Giselle. No, I really don't think so. We've made sure to be careful about that. Neither her or anyone else would ever be able to tell we had sex. No.
As panic begins violently surging within, you react instinctively.
Give me that! Ha ha ha!
Stopping the recording. Sebastian's laugh penetrates your insides, wreaking havoc on every part of your body.
Sure you don't want to play some more? Because believe me, there's still a lot more juice to be heard.
Once again, he bursts into a cackle of crazed laughter, this time filling you with intense rage.
There was one called Lose Your Shit, and I'm kind of curious. I want to see what happens when he loses his shit and beats the fuck out of him. Motherfucker!
Snapping, you hurl the phone against the brick wall with all your might.
Tell me how you got that.
Completely unfazed by your outburst, he continues.
He's got it somewhere else. I said, tell me. The fuck are you playing at? Boy, I really got to you, huh? Yeah, you did. Tread carefully if you don't want to get your skull bashed in. Threats, really? You must be even dumber than I thought. Do you not realize what I have on you? Because if not, you really should have listened to more of it before breaking my phone. You're blackmailing me now, is that it? Bingo, which means you're gonna want to let go of me if you know what's good for you.
Despite wanting nothing more than to strangle Sebastian, right You take a deep breath and release him.
Much appreciated. What do you want? Already told you, stay away from my family for good. Also, based on what you just heard, I suspect you won't have a problem doing that, right? Never mind, don't answer that. It was a rhetorical question anyway. Of course you won't. That recording, you got it completely illegally. So what? Not like I plan on using it as evidence or something. I just need to play it for Sadie, right? Or should I say, threaten to. You fucking piece of shit. Me? I'm the piece of shit? You've been fucking Mia behind your girlfriend's back. Mia, I can still hardly believe it. You don't know anything. Really? Nothing? Pretty sure I do know one thing. That you're really, really, really sick. I'll admit, when I decided to go ahead with this plan, it was somewhat of a Hail Mary. Didn't know what I'll discover, but I hoped it'd be something. Anything, actually. This, though? This is better than I could have imagined.
Stepping right up to you, Sebastian rests a hand on your shoulder.
From this point forward, I own your ass. When I say jump, you ask how high. Understood? Well, I'm waiting.
Feeling an intense urge to bury a fist in his face, you grit your teeth and tell him what he wants to hear.
Yeah, I understand. Good doggy. Also, just because I'm feeling generous today, don't worry about replacing my phone. I have a lot of money, so it's barely an inconvenience for me. How great for you. You truly seem to have it all, huh? Not yet, but once I'm rid of you people, everything's gonna be good as gold. No doubt you think that. Now, are we done here? Not sure how much longer I can hold back from doing some very nasty things to you. As long as I have that recording, you'll hold back as long as I please. Alright then, you're dismissed for now. I'm sure you want to get back inside to Mia. After all, it is her birthday, right? Well, do wish her a very happy birthday from me. Tell her to savor it. There may not be too many days like this left.
As he gleefully smirks, you say nothing. Instead, you simply turn away and walk off, equally pissed off and afraid at just how easily he found a way to exploit you, to control you. Getting back, you do your best to compose yourself, so that no one, especially Mia, that no one suspects just how deep the waters you unwittingly found yourself in are. A few hours later.
Now, me, I'd go immediately to Mia. Mia, we need to talk in private. Just, blah, 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 I just literally tell her, straight up. What? He knows? Yeah, I got the information illegally. Yep. Alright, guys, so that's the big plan that Sebastian had. He knows what happened, and he's willing to tell Sadie. And, yeah, she'd freak out. But he also wants to get rid of the bar. You guys do know what this is going to lead to, right? He wants to get rid of Grace's bar and make him the happening spot in town, pretty much, right? I mean, that's what this is all leading up to. And they're going to have to fight him somehow. And secrets are going to get revealed, and people are going to be upset, and things are going to happen. But it is what it is. When you hide secrets like that, eventually things need to come out. Speaking the truth might be best. So with that, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Returning to Mia with more Mia. I'm out.